part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So, Baldwin McCullough Live.
Helps if you speak into the microphone.
Oh, I am speaking into the microphone. Is it working? Hey, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I know that...
By the way, these aren't our normal microphones.
Yeah, these are... Well, yeah, I'm kind of going with...
These are replacement microphones.
I'm kind of going with like a Tony Bennett kind of Rat Pack kind of...
Now, only people in New York would have a genuine appreciation for this. But Steven right now looks like... Well, forget what he looks like. He's holding the microphone like Curtis Sliwa does every afternoon on our flagship station, AM 970. In the front plate glass window at the Hotel Pennsylvania.
And I don't know if everybody's...
You look like a Western terrorist.
I look like a Western terrorist?
A Western terrorist.
Well, listen.
With the cowboy.
We should probably right out of the gate here because we have lots of folks seeing us on the television program.
Hey.
And Kevin looks like kind of his normal...
Hey. Self.
He's got the Cowboys jersey.
Hey, tomorrow's the last game of the season. If they don't beat the Eagles, it's over. This is my only chance to root for Witten one more time.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's winner go home. It's winner.
Are you excited?
No, because Romo was out with back surgery yesterday. He's done for the year. Now,
right,
you know who we get to depend on if we go anywhere? The guy that Tim Tebow replaced in Denver. That's the quarterback we have for the rest of the year. The guy that Tebow took the place of in Denver.
So you're saying the fellow's not
we're very
talented?
I don't know. He was 1-4 when Tebow came in.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're pretty much...
Well, should we explain, because you look kind of normal, although your hat says, hey, what, Duck Dynasty?
Hey. If you watch the Duck, hey, you know, it's all about iced tea and ducks and hey. Uncle Cy, who made his debut in VeggieTales this Christmas. Hey, it's just all, you know, hey.
And then there's me.
Right. A man with a trash bag tied to his face.
Yeah, strapped to his face.
Now, before we get started, today Stephen goes, I'm going to a costume shop to get a Phil Robertson costume.
I'm going to get a Duck Dynasty beard was what I was trying to get.
Right.
At like, you know, what's up with like these companies, dude? Toys R Us, Walmart carries all the Duck Dynasty. No one's got a flipping Duck Dynasty beard. What's up with... No, you'd think. I mean, with the power and success of Duck Dynasty, you'd think they'd have like, they'd be beards at every 7-Eleven. Right?
Hey, actually, at a gas station in Mississippi was where I bought this Uncle Cy hat.
That's my point.
It was at $9, and I just stopped to get gas. I went in and said, it said, hey, it was just talking to me. It said, hey, buy me. It's like a cup of iced tea. Just, hey, buy me. I bought him. That was it. It was all done.
So I had the flu over the holiday.
Hey.
And I'm still sick.
Ugh.
So throw this microphone away. Thank goodness it's just a temporary.
Yes.
And then... Nick in the back, our boy Nick.
Right.
Nick Rick.
Our boy in the back.
Yeah.
He's the television director for Extreme Media.
Yeah. So I called
Nick
and said, I don't know if I'm going to be too tired after the show. Would you come drive me to work today and take me home? Because he lives up in my area.
Because Steven's the celebrity of the team, so the staff needs to give somebody a ride. Of course, he's the one that calls and says, can you just give me a ride?
Right. So... I got a hold of Nick, thank goodness, and he came up to the house, and I couldn't find a beard. I called all over for a Duck Dynasty beard. I called Walmart. I called Target. I called Toys R Us.
Wow.
Okay. Nobody's got the beard.
And the Duck Dynasty costumes were the biggest thing at Halloween this year.
I asked
my
wife.
The number one.
Could I cut the sleeve off of one of your old, like, mink coats? She said no. She said that wasn't going to happen.
She's not a worldly woman anymore. She doesn't wear those things.
Yeah.
You should have just done it. You know, forgiveness is much easier to ask for than permission.
Sure. Well, have I told that story on air about when they tied me to the bed bunk with my dad's neckties and I cut them? Oh, I got to tell you that.
Okay.
Later. It would have been a flashback to that.
Okay.
So just walking out the door, I get this last-minute idea, which was there's a big bag of trash that the wife's been asking me to throw out since Christmas.
But, so your thought is just take part of the bag and make a beard out of it.
Yeah, it's a bag full of like turkey gizzards that's stinking up the whole house, and I just haven't had time to get rid of it. So I just said to, you okay, Jack? So I said to Nikki, hey, hold on! And I grabbed a scissor quick, and I got my Duck Dynasty hat that Kaylee, my niece Kaylee, gave me, because she knows how much I'm into the Dynasty. And I got the goggle and the trash bag beard, and I think it's working. Guys, seriously, Jackie, people, can I get some props here? Is it working? Just by applause, yes or no? Is it working?
The intern applauds.
I love that intern. You're getting a promotion. I don't know what, but you're getting a promotion.
So maybe it would be important for us to explain why we're paying ode and tribute to Duck Dynasty tonight.
Absolutely. Please continue.
No, you go ahead.
Because you went
to all this trouble. I don't want it to be for naught.
Sure. Well, you know, obviously in the wake of the suspension of the patriarch, Phil Robertson, the dad on Duck Dynasty.
One of the coolest men in all of America, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, for comments he made recently.
That he was asked about.
Oh, in a GQ interview,
right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead and get the specificity.
Okay, so the writer for GQ says, what's the problem with America? I'm paraphrasing. And he's like, well, you know, sin's a big problem. Like, well, what are some sins? He says, well, you know, homosexuality, and you go from there, and you got the, you know, everybody sleeping around thing, and you got adultery, and you got bestiality, and you got, you know, other stuff. And I mean, I don't know. I thought when I took grammar class, I thought when you use things in a sequence, that's commas mean that the two things on either side of the comma, it's not an equal sign. It's you got this or this. Or this, or this, or this.
Right.
But that wasn't how GLAAD took it.
Right.
GLAAD said, no. He said bestiality and gay stuff were the same thing.
Right. And, of course, that's how... After this interview comes out...
Right.
The GLAAD... What does that stand for?
The Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
Right. Those guys get all upset about it, saying, Phil Robertson, you know, said something negative and... You know, not nice about the gay lifestyle. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, they said that he was, I don't know, causing teens to commit suicide and stuff. They were saying he was, you know, the devil. That there were, I'm paraphrasing loosely, kind of the way GLAAD did. But they were basically saying that he was treating gay people with disrespect and that it had to be addressed. And so they called... A&E and started screaming, jumping up and down like a bunch of sissies, going, if you don't do something about him right now, we're going to boycott you, and we're going to create all kinds of problems for your sponsors.
Yeah. I know that person from GLAAD that makes that call. I've heard that voice. I think they work for a couple other companies, too. But anyway, so GLAAD gets upset.
Right.
And... A&E suspends
all
Phil
they go,
Robertson.
Oh my goodness, we don't want GLAAD on our back. Gone.
So in the wake of recent months with people getting in trouble about this kind of topic, A&E suspends Phil Robertson. Now everybody's heard about this.
Right.
So now the question was going forward, were they gonna cut him loose? Were they gonna fire him like the Trumpster? Were they going to get rid of Phil Robertson? And then the family of Duck Dynasty basically was letting A&E know.
Oh, they called checkmate, man. They called checkmate.
Well, wait a second. So the family of Phil Robertson in Duck Dynasty basically was starting to indicate that they couldn't see the show going forward without the dad.
Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Which means the show would have been over.
Yeah.
And that would probably mean in the next 3 to 5 years, no Duck Dynasty on A&E would be lost probably, you know, long-term, $1 billion or more in revenues to A&E for television, you know, other ancillary stuff.
Look, it's the most watched program on television.
Right. And, but wait till I get into the Walmart stuff and the T-shirts and all that. So tonight, this is my homage to Phil Robertson.
Who got reinstated today. That's the news. He's reinstated. Surprise, surprise, they're going to do an entire season with him back at the helm of the Robertson family. It's not like A&E had a choice, though. We'll talk about all of that and take your calls in response to it when we continue on Baltimore.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
All their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas after all!
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night from 9 to 11 here in New York City, the greatest city on the planet. And the man in the trash bag beard next to me is the actor Stephen Baldwin. I am Kevin McCullough. We're glad that you're with us. 888-340-3373. Here's what started the whole thing. This is just one of the statements that started the whole controversy. Phil Robertson said in an interview, he was asked about this. What is sinful? What is sin? Da, 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 da. He says, well, you start with homosexual behavior. He's citing prominent sins in the culture now. He had said something along the lines of that sin was, you know, having a negative impact on our country. And so, well, what is sin? Well, start with homosexual behavior. And it just, and just more from there. When he's asked what is sinful, he says, bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men. And he went on to say even more stuff than that, but that one little reference was enough to get the guys at GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, mad enough that they called A&E, and A&E said, oh my goodness, we don't want these guys mad at us. They've ruined the lives of so many other people. So they immediately suspended Phil Robertson. Now, here's an interesting sequence of events since then, Mr. Robertson.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Yeah. Our resident Duck Dynasty jihadi here in the studio. They
I love that.
They then said,
dude, I'm a Duck Dynasty.
We're going to suspend you. But in the next couple of days, they ran a 72-hour marathon of Duck Dynasty episodes.
No, that's so great you remembered to bring that up. Like, that is so great.
Wait a minute. I thought this guy was the devil. I thought it, and this proved my point that I said from the beginning. A&E had exploited the Robertsons' faith and their good people-ness and their fundamentalism and their strict reliance upon Scripture.
Uh-huh.
They'd exploited that to reach an audience that they knew was going to be very profitable.
Right.
Right? For years. They said, well, we weren't aware that Phil Robertson would feel this way about sexual sin. Well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You, the reason you recruited him and his family was because they were a bunch of, you know, lily white do-gooders that go to church and read the Bible and pray at the end of every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you knew that it was serious when last year he said, you stop editing Jesus' name out of the end of my prayer at the end of the episodes or we're going to cancel the series.
Uh-huh.
Like, they weren't surprised that he had feelings that said, my faith tells me that homosexual behavior is sinful. For A&E to say that was a surprise to them is an abject lie.
Wow.
Abject lie.
And of course,
and they've made a lot of money off of the exact opposite.
And earlier, you and I talked about how corporately you and I agree to disagree about certain perceptions that A&E is going to say that it has about decisions that were made and why he was suspended and when. An almost worse example than the idea of him being reinstated now, and everybody's going to say, well, it's about the money. And I'm going to say,
for A&E, it is.
Correct.
Yeah.
A&E may say, although we don't agree with his personal opinion, we are supporting the fact that he should have the right to have that personal opinion. But they're doing what they're doing for the money.
Right.
Period. But there's no clearer demonstration that the money means something to A&E than within 24 to 48 hours after having suspended him.
Suspended, quotation marks around suspended.
Which would be a disciplinary action.
Right.
They put on a Duck Dynasty marathon.
Yeah, because they knew, what did they know? They knew that Christian families would be together over the holidays. They knew that Christian families like to do things together as groups, and they could have huge market share with Christian families sitting there, hey, let's watch Duck Dynasty tonight. Okay, we'll eat leftovers and watch Duck. And so that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I thought A&E was kind of just, first of all, who makes the decision in that boardroom? Let's suspend him. This is the only show on our network, that has an audience or makes any money. All the rest of the stuff we air, let's face it, it's crap. There's nothing worth watching the rest of the time we're on there. But this show, this actually has an audience. Oh, well, let's suspend the guy that we went after to start the whole thing.
Right.
Where was the program director at that point? He goes, hey, guys, anybody paying attention? This is kind of like the most important show we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without this, we're not a network.
Well, our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, had you put it up on the screen there? What did we say that it?
Well, do you believe? what do you believe A&E's role in this was? Do you believe that they? Why do you believe they caved to the duck? Because they did. Further on the suspension discussion, because they showed the marathon.
Go
right?
ahead. Yeah.
Okay. They show the marathon. Then you get a couple more days to go by. The family has released its letter. They're saying, hey, we don't know if we need to go away. Meanwhile, other networks are going, hey, if they're going to let you go, we got room for you over here. You can be as like Bible thumper as you want to. We're not going to say a word.
Imagine. I wonder the phone calls that.
Oh, they were flying.
Right.
Okay, I'll reveal this. Extreme Media tried to call them and say, would you like to do a show for us?
I have one of the phone numbers.
I'm just saying. Oh. Like, everybody, you'd have to be a moron not to try to get that show.
See?
12 million weekly viewers?
See, the Duck Dynasty family appreciates Stephen Baldwin's loyalty. As you can see, clearly I am demonstrating my loyalty.
He's willing to wear.
I am kissing the
plastic
duck
trash
ring.
Bag on his face.
I am kissing the duck ring right now, people.
So today the indefinite hiatus of the suspension was finally lifted.
Yeah.
Meaning he was never, ever suspended. They never didn't film anything with him in it. He never didn't show up.
Right. He was in a hiatus anyway, right?
It was like, whatever. So you're suspended for 6 days.
Right. Well, it was a suspension to determine whether or not they would allow him to continue filming in the spring.
Right, in January.
Right, which this now... No. They have old episodes.
That will air, but they're going to resume shooting in January.
Oh, is it in January?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of did have to come to this decision because the family could have gotten up and walked.
Right. Keep going.
One of the reasons why I love this guy is he's something that we haven't seen in this country in probably 50 years.
Come on, Kevin.
Anybody remember a guy named John Wayne?
Of course, I love John Wayne.
Who didn't? But he was a man's man. He was like, I'm going to tell you the truth. You may not like it, but I'm going to tell it to you, and that's the way it's going to be.
In my top five movies is The Cowboys with the little kids. Remember?
Which is one of his all-time greats.
And one of his last.
Oh, okay.
In his career.
I didn't realize that.
Sure.
But this guy is like the equivalent. He's like the resurgence of John Wayne.
Absolutely.
And I think that he's part of what could actually fix America. I'll explain what I mean by that when we continue.
Our number is 888-340-3373.
Did A&E cave to the duck? And should they have? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. He's a duck jihadi. And I'm Kevin. And we're back in a moment.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette. And due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
8255.
From New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad to be with you every single week at the same time. Whether you're listening on Sirius XM, whether you're listening to us on one of 300-plus radio stations across the country, or whether you're watching us on the Great Biz TV or UAN television networks, we are grateful that you're there. And this last week, somebody that I think a lot of you probably think a lot of, last couple of weeks, actually, was really put through the ringer. Phil Robertson was told that he was backwards. He was not very modern. He was not a progressive. He was a Bible thumper. He was a conservative. All the disdainful things that could be said. And he kind of looked at him and looked off to the side like he does on the show. Said, "That's okay. Not everybody's going to be happy, happy, happy."
Is that what he said?
No, but you know. Well, he probably did, but we just don't know it for sure. But you know that that's how he responded to this. Yep, tomorrow I'm going to go out and kill some turtles. I'm going to find them. We're going to make some turtle soup. That's all we're going to do.
Sure.
That's how they did it. Now today, or late last night, according to Mediaite, a global media content company, A&E Networks, core values, this was their statement, are centered around creativity, inclusion, and mutual respect. Huh. If that's the only values I use to parent my two boys, they'd probably kill each other. before they were done.
Uh-huh.
You got to have rules. Mutual respect, inclusion, and creativity are just not enough.
I bet you Phil Robertson raising his kids.
You know what I bet he did?
More rules than that.
I bet he spanked every one of their pines.
But he took a switch to them is what
good,
he did.
A good little bit. He said they went on to say, we believe it is a privilege for our brands to be invited into people's home, and we operate with a strong sense of integrity and deep commitment to these principles. What principles? The creativity, inclusion, and mutual respect.
Right.
Whatever
that's
those.
A&E statement.
Whatever those means.
Is that A&E statement?
Yes. I'm not done. He says, that is why we reacted so quickly and strongly to the recent interview with Phil Robertson.
Right.
His comments made in the interview reflect his personal views based on his own beliefs. No kidding! Isn't that what an interview is?
Uh-huh.
I thought when you sat down and somebody said, Mr. Robertson, would you tell us how you feel about such and such? You were supposed to give him a straight answer. I didn't know you were supposed to sit there and go, hold on. Well, Glad says I'm supposed to say that I love to watch men kiss. Sorry.
And that's okay. Okay, now let me read you.
Well, hold on. Just hold on. So, Annie, yes. Thank you for that piece of obvious understanding that these were the thoughts of one Phil Robertson.
It's amazing you have this attitude. Go ahead.
Ugh. It's amazing that they think we need this.
Go ahead.
They went on to say, but Duck Dynasty is not a show about one man's views. It resonates with a large audience because it is a show about family. Our family's created, by the way, just asking. A family that America has come to love. As you might have seen in many episodes, they come together to reflect and pray for unity, tolerance, and forgiveness. I've never once... I'll go back and rewatch the series. I've never once heard them pray for tolerance or unity. They're unified because they're sitting around the table together about to eat Miss
K's
read
stuff. So hurry up.
But I've never seen...
You're ranting.
Dear Lord God, please let us be more tolerant in the days to come, especially of the people that like to have the funky sex that violates your word and everything about you.
Funky?
I've never heard them say that. But A&E said, these are the three values that we at A&E Networks also feel strongly about.
So that's been said now.
That's what they released in writing.
After the reinstatement.
Yes.
But when he was suspended, Thursday of last week after the suspension, this is interesting, the Robertson family released a statement on the Duck Commander website Thursday evening of last week in which they expressed thanks for the prayers and support. The statement said, though some of Robertson's comments were coarse, his beliefs are grounded in the Bible, and he is a godly man. We are disappointed that Phil has been placed on hiatus for expressing his faith, the statement said. We have had a successful working relationship with A&E, but as a family, we cannot imagine the show going forward without our patriarch at the helm. So this is, and for that reason, they said, we do not know the future of Duck Dynasty on A&E.
Right.
So you got the suspension, and now you have this reinstatement, which a lot of the right-leaning aspect of America is now looking at as opposite kind of, you're upset that he was suspended in the first place. I'm sitting here saying, I think it was wonderful of A&E to let this man have the First Amendment right to express himself, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you do understand, don't you, that ignorance leads to destruction? The lack of knowledge can, in fact, be the single worst ingredient in a bad economy and in financial uncertainty. And one voice that's cutting through that financial confusion with absolute clarity is my friend Dr. Kirk Elliott, Ph.D. A trusted name in our household, he's America's financial doctor, literally with his Ph.D. in economics and world currencies. And Kirk Elliott is now offering, for a limited time, a brand new 5-video course that teaches you everything you need to know about surviving the rocky waters of the current economic challenge. And the best part, this 5-part video series, which retails at over $279, will be sent to you for free. Call or text immediately to get your complimentary copy of this series. The Financial Mastery Series is nearly 5 hours in length. So text Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. Or call 866-211-8986. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You don't see her because she is hiding under a wheelbarrow that used to be filled with charcoal. Her name is Asera, but no one knows that, and no one cares. She will, like another 60 million orphans tonight, go to bed without food, and she will be without food for up to 72 hours. But the most heartbreaking part of it all is that she may be dead in the next 90 seconds. Because every minute and a half, an orphan dies somewhere on this planet. Not because there isn't enough food, but because we haven't gotten it to them. And that's why we are asking you to help us feed one child in 2014 for the entire year. And at 25 cents per day, that's a gift of $92. Friends, $92 feeds a child vitamins, probiotics, minerals, and nutrients that their body needs, as well as the protein and carbohydrates that their bodies have been deprived of. 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069. Or be generous and give online at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com.
.com today.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough from New York every single Saturday night. We start at 9 o'clock Eastern. We're glad that you're with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends. 888-340-3373. What was your reaction to A&E caving and putting Phil Robertson back on the show that they had suspended him from a few days ago, in which nothing happened in between the time that they suspended him and they put him back on? 888-340-3373. Did they cave? Did they do something courageous?
Did they just do it for the money?
Show me the money. Anyway, you were saying as we went to break about us disagreeing.
Yeah, no, you were saying that you're upset that A&E in the first place suspending him.
Right.
And I'm saying, well, my perception, quite simply, if I were a lawyer for the corporation, in the wake of all things in the culture wars right now, I think it was justifiable that they say, hey, you need to go into a timeout until we figure this out. They have the right to do that. They have the power to do that. And they did. But what's incredible, and you and I talked about this earlier today.
Yep.
This is the first time in the culture war of the Christian faith versus the homosexual agenda correct?
In the modern marriage debate era,
yeah,
this is the first time that Christians have been, without question, just libelously slandered and said, Phil's a bigot, he can't speak, he should have known better. I had people on Facebook saying, he should not be allowed to say the things he said in the interview with GQ. I said, wait a minute, what about this being American? No. If you believe that, you shouldn't be allowed to say it. These were gay activists that were saying these things. This is the first time in that scenario,
right,
that when someone of faith got rolled, that all of a sudden the whole faith community said, I don't think so.
So not only
and
the
they came out of the woodwork.
Not only the faith community, but the fans of Duck Dynasty allowed their voices to be heard too.
Yeah, which is mostly the same people. Right. But
it's the first time a company as big as A&E has turned around
and sided with people of faith over the activists of GLAAD.
So this is, in that regard, this is a first.
This had to be a body blow to the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, because they're not used to losing these things.
And then you said that there was a gay writer that made a comment today.
Oh, Time Magazine. It's the top link on Drudge right now, but this is the title of the article that will come out in the next issue. Duck Dynasty reversal shows GLAAD has an expiration date. A few years ago, writes the homosexual writer Brandon Ambrosino, a few years ago I couldn't imagine a network disregarding GLAAD's recommendations. By the way, this is what Brandon does for his day job. He's a writer and a professional dancer based in Baltimore.
Wonderful.
The professional dancer part's very important to know when you're writing for Time Magazine.
Our number's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Our question is, did A&E, what is it? Cave on the duck. Did A&E cave on the duck by reinstating Phil Robertson back onto Duck Dynasty for the new episodes coming up in the spring, after he made these comments? Are they just, have they made a bad decision? Are they supporting a bigot? Are they just doing it for the money? Or are they allowing this man's First Amendment rights, potentially, as a Christian and a believer, to say what he believes, even though it may be in opposition with the gay marriage issue and gay rights as a whole?
All right. Let's go to line one. Blair is calling from Canada, listening to XM 131. And, Blair, we're grateful that you're there. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, guys. It's all about show me the money. Mr. Burns is sitting in the A&E office, tapping his fingers, saying, excellent. At first, my first reaction was pretty much like everyone else's. But when you sit back and look at it, you know, they had more people that never watch a show because of this.
Right.
They probably got new viewers because of it.
Right.
And the old ones are going to be very faithful and loyal and come back. And, yeah, you know, they probably have to roll the dice who, you know, where to, you know, what they're going to lose on. And, you know, the money was all, it's all about the money.
So, well, Blair, here's the other part of this. Here's the other part. There weren't no gay people watching Duck Dynasty before.
No, but you bet.
Like, so you've got a group that never watches you anyway upset at you, or you're going to tick off the entire audience that basically watches your network.
Yeah.
Exactly. North America wide. Like, I'm here in Canada and we love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the market is huge. And, you know, I bet you there's many, many gay and lesbians that watched a couple episodes to see what all this hype was about.
Right.
Very possibly.
Right.
You know, one of the weirder things that got admitted in all of this, and Blair, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Blair. Thanks for listening, bro.
One of the weird things was, like, the second day that this was all, like, just starting to percolate,
mm-hmm.
Obama let it slip that he watches Duck Dynasty.
That's funny.
So people are like, hey, what? And then Camille Paglia, who a lot of people will not know that name, but she was an activist from the early days of the gay rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
Admitted lesbian, moved from the Soviet Union to the U.S., has been very involved in all kinds of things. She came out and said that what GLAAD was doing was the equivalent of, like, fascist activities. And this is a woman that's a very well-respected, very broadly published lesbian writer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, GLAAD's out of their mind. This man has a right to do whatever, or to say whatever he needs to. So, Anyway, 888-5340-3373. Brad in Orlando, hold on. We're going to get to you because on line four, we've got someone else who wants to weigh in. Is this Mr. Baldwin's big brother?
Am I on the air here?
You are.
You're on the air, big bro. What's up, baby?
How are you? Now, what do you guys say? Well, I just came on the line, and all I heard was to say Soviet Union. Well, obviously, we jumped tracks here, fellas. What are you talking about?
No. We were talking about Camille Paglia and how she had come out initially and said that what Glad did in the Phil Robertson case kind of went against what the original intent of the gay rights movement was all about.
I'm sorry. She loves puppies.
She thought that what they did went against it?
Yes.
Right.
She had a big op-ed in the New York Times last week. It was actually a really well-written piece.
Well, I think that the difference is that for me, you know, and what I've seen lately is that it's the difference between people saying something to offend people.
Hey, Zan, hang on one sec. Hang on one sec.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
MuchGood.com.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough.
Hey.
Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Josh, we're going to get to you in a minute. So stay on the line, and we're talking about Duck Dynasty and Phil Robertson and the fact that he's been reinstated. He's coming back to Duck Dynasty. A&E has decided to to support the young fella in his
I still personal, think you're reading that very weird.
In his personal and spiritual beliefs.
that's pretty much the opposite of what they expressed. That his beliefs were just his and they have no responsibility for them whatsoever.
But they're supporting that he has the right to. Yes.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, of course.
Otherwise, they'd be booting him.
Yeah, well, they'd lose all the money, and the board would probably fire all the managers.
And if you were listening before the break, my big brother Alec Baldwin called in, but he's calling back in a second.
Yeah, now we got him.
Now let's get him on.
There
right
he
now.
Is.
Hey, big guy.
Am I with you?
You're with us. And now you got about 3.5 minutes, baby, so.
I think the only thing I can honestly say is that, to me, it's the difference between an insult and expressing your disapproval about something. And that's, I think, a profound difference that we have in the rhetoric today, which is that, you know, I ostensibly lost my TV show. People believe it's because of something I said, which A, I did not say, and B, I think that was probably a smaller part of the equation than other reasons. But people are constantly saying to me, what do I think about what happened with this guy, Robert? And I say, you know, this is a guy who was expressing his opinion and expressing his disapproval of something, and you're never going to be able to outlaw that. You're never going to be able to stop that. You know, people have every right to say that they are opposed to abortion, they're opposed to same-sex marriage, they're opposed to whatever they're opposed to. You're never going to be able to outlaw people expressing their disapproval of things, which is what this guy did. I think that there's a big difference between him doing what he did and saying something to deliberately insult people or offend people, which I don't think.
Yeah, I think you're right, Alec. And on top of that, the questioner for the interview for GQ asked him the direct question. It's not like he was walking down the street with a megaphone going, hey, guess what I believe? So I think that underscored what you're saying. And it is interesting because, yeah, the case on your MSNBC show was definitely that you were run out of town for making those comments. I've always thought the response to people being offended by speech should be more speech, not less.
Well, I think that MSNBC is a television network where bloggers become guests on talk shows. And those bloggers then become featured guests on talk shows. And then they become substitute hosts of talk shows. And then they become the host of their own show.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
To wealth.